Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Meghan Markle celebrated a planned low-key 41st birthday yesterday. William and Kate tweeted, wishing a happy birthday to the Duchess of Sussex. Charles and Camilla added their own tweet, happy birthday to the Duchess of Sussex. Speaking to the Daily Star, royal expert Kinsey Schofield had speculated that Meghan's birthday plans could involve an intimate dinner at the couple's favourite steakhouse and maybe some baking with Archie and Lilibet. She said, I imagine Meghan's birthday might be an intimate dinner at Lucky's Steakhouse in Montecito. Maybe David Foster and Catherine McPhee also got a babysitter and are there to talk shop and celebrate the Duchess. Meghan loves to be in the kitchen, so I think she will wait to do the sweet treats and cake with Archie and Lily. They might even bake and decorate themselves. I think we can expect a low-key birthday for Meghan this year. Some royal experts are now floating the theory that Harry's memoir may not be as explosive as thought. Royal expert Richard Kay told True Royalty TV's The Royal Beat, there is still that possibility that the entreaties of the royal family have not fallen on deaf ears, and that Harry is having second thoughts about when he publishes this book at all. The book was completed, we believe, about January, at least Harry's part in it, the interviews. That was really when Harry was still at peak rage with Britain, with the royal family, with his siblings and family. Since then, there have been a measure of rapprochement. We saw it at the Jubilee. There was a bit of an attempt by Harry to sort of wind it down a bit. Will he want to readjust what he's written? All these things must be going through his mind. Royal author Duncan Larcombe added, when he saw the Queen on his way to the Invictus Games earlier this year, I think Harry seems to have slightly spiked his guns. The Queen has slightly calmed the situation down. Ingrid Seward, the editor-in-chief of Majesty magazine, believes, I've got a feeling that Harry is not going to knock any members of his family. He wants to talk about himself and his feelings and his wokeness, and the ghostwriter is a very, very good writer indeed, and he has a way with words that he can encompass all that. I don't think Harry has to say anything unpleasant about anyone in this book. As royal podcasters, we say to Harry, don't hold back. After all, Her Majesty didn't even acknowledge your contributions to helping fight climate change. From The Express, the headline. The Queen has snubbed her grandson, Prince Harry, when paying tribute to Prince Charles and Prince William for their climate activism. In a message to the Lambeth Conference on Wednesday, the Queen said she was proud of her son and eldest grandson for continuing the legacy of her late husband, Prince Philip, but there was no mention of the Duke of Sussex. The Queen said, climate change is threatening the lives and livelihoods of many people and communities, not least the poorest and those less able to adapt and adjust. I was interested to learn that the focus of your program at Lambeth Palace today is reflection and dialogue on the theme of the environment, a cause close to my heart of my late husband and carried on by the Prince of Wales and the Duke of Cambridge. The Express points out Prince Harry's climate change activism appears to have gone deliberately unnoticed by the monarch, even with his recent public statements on the matter. Also at the time of this recording on Thursday, Her Majesty had not yet wished Meghan a happy birthday, although it's possible she did so later. Palace Intrigue. We'll be right back. Helen Mirren says she wrote a letter to Queen Elizabeth. Mirren wrote the letter back in 2006 when she played the Queen in The Queen and recently told Radio Times, I realized we were investigating a profoundly painful part of her life, so I wrote to her. How do you write to your Queen? Was it Madam or Your Highness or Your Majesty? I said, we are doing this film. We are investigating a very difficult time in your life. I hope it's not too awful for you. Helen added, I can't remember how I put it. I just said that in my research, I found myself with a growing respect for her and just wanted to say that. She didn't write back, of course, but her secretary did. You know, yours sincerely, da-di-da-di-da, on behalf of the Queen. I was very relieved subsequently that I had written that letter. Following the release of the film, she was invited to have dinner with the real monarch, but was unable to attend because she was filming in the US. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.